Yo, what's up? It's your boy. It is your boy, Straight Facts Luwop, here to bring to you the WWE draft, man. I'm here to tell you about the stuff that got me hype, that got me upset, and the stuff that just downright ain't make no sense. But it's WWE. That's what you got, baby. Stay tuned. How's it going, you guys? Thank you for tuning into my podcast. Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning into Hyped Up Wrestling Talk. I'm here to talk to you about SmackDown and Raw, you guys. Yeah, I know people don't like Baron Corbin, but his theme song is fire, man. I had to let it rock, man. I had to let it play. I'm here to talk to you about this draft, man. I'm here to talk to you about some matches, talk to you about the draft, see where it's going, see y'all, tell y'all my thoughts. If y'all got anything to say to me, y'all could put it under the comments. Any harsh things, good things, just let me know. But yo, let's get it popping in here. Let's get it down deep, man. First of all, I just want to start it off with the draft. The draft, I think, the fact that they tried to make it sports-like, big thumbs up. I give them, like, 5 stars for that. Like, you know how long I've been asking for that? I've been asking for that for a while. I think the superstar shake-up nonsense was... I didn't like that name to begin with. Like, and the way Vince McMahon was saying it, let's shake stuff up. Like, no. Then after that, the wild card, it had no purpose because the superstar shakeup was like, what, a week before the wild card rule? And then after that, yeah, we needed the draft. We needed the draft. I like 2 separate brands. That's how I like it. I always liked it like that. That's just me. But to begin with, I like to start off with the first match in SmackDown and on Friday Night SmackDown on Fox. We had Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins, and just to give you some thoughts about that, like, it's a good match. I like it. They both faces. Usually, two faces in a match to me is probably like it really don't matter who wins at this point. There was just fighting for the first pick. I mean, yeah, the first pick of the draft. Roman Reigns representing SmackDown. Seth Rollins representing Raw. And you probably wouldn't even know that because of this dumb wild card rule. At a point, they didn't even call it a wild card rule anymore. Now they was just going into depth. They was just going into in and out. They was just going into each other brands and all that. I just did not like that. Like, because then Survivor Series come up. Then you got the 5-match. You got the traditional 5-man elimination match. It was Raw versus SmackDown, and you would have seen everybody. It was just not good for me, personally. But Roman wins this because Finn Balor. I'm sorry, you guys. Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, comes from under the ring, and. Obviously, he comes from under the ring. He puts Seth Rollins in a mandible claw. And this is where I had to start this. If y'all follow me on Instagram on Hyped Up Wrestling Talk and you listen to this podcast right now, I said a million times, how long till we get tired of Bray Wyatt? Everybody, when he came back, the Firefly Flan House, everybody was like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Everybody was so damn happy. And I said, yo, how long? You know, sometimes I hate raging on this. I say it 100 times. How long? How long till we get tired of Bray Wyatt? How long till everybody get tired of the little skits? You know, the skits was good. The skits was good. But I had like, 7 weeks of the skits? Now you got to stop. Now I want to see him cut some promos inside the ring. I want to see what the Fiend has to say. I want to see what type of voice he's going to put on. Like I said, how long till people get tired of the lights coming off and he's putting people in the mandible claw? How long? Because now he's just putting one person in the mandible claw and that's Seth Rollins. How long till people... Me personally, they should have just left this alone. If as soon as they botched it at Hell in a Cell, this is why I did not do a review for this. This is why I started right now. I did not want to do a review for Hell in a Cell because that it got me very upset. Credit to Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch though. Credit to Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch, but yo, they should have just left. After that, the whole pay-per-view was meaningless. Like they were so hooked on Crown Jewel that they forgot about Hell in a Cell. So if you're going to have Crown Jewel every year, then just take Hell in a Cell off. Just take it off of pay-per-view. Don't even have a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view because everything is moving so fast. They was having last-minute matches. They had a 6-man match. Everything was moving so fast. And they had what was it? If I'm not mistaken, they had the Viking Raiders and Cedric Alexander versus the OC. I know this is like my first podcast in a long time, but I'm doing this every week now. But you're gonna realize how much I do not like the name the OC. They had the Kabuki Warriors versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Everything was so fast paced, and I did not like that pay per view. To be honest, one of the worst pay per views I watched in a long time. Like I said, credit to Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. They tore the house down. Those two girls is on a different level, in the women's division than the others. Credit to Charlotte and Bayley, but those four girls, obviously they're the horsewomen, the pillars. But they like everybody else is just fails in comparison, and you can't have those four girls keep rotating each other. But back to now SmackDown, like I was saying before, I just started a little rage. You're going to get that with these podcasts sometimes. I just did not like the fact that they should have just left it alone. That was it. All right? That was it. They should have never made Bray Wyatt come from under the ring. They should have just left this to, like, next year, like Royal Rumble. They should have just left it alone. Like and the fact that they're gonna face each other in Crown Jewel, and I'm gonna get on that about how it don't make no sense. I'm gonna tell you on later on how it don't make sense, but it doesn't make sense to me. Now, like I said, Roman got the win. Roman got the win off of the DQ. It was a DQ win. Obviously, Bray Wyatt comes from under the ring. The Fiend. I don't even find him scary anymore because back to this Hell in a Cell thing. You stop a Hell in a Cell match. How do you stop a no DQ match? How do you stop a Hell in a Cell match? You had Mick freaking Foley fall from however feet high. Mick Foley fell through the ring. And the match never stopped. But he get hits with a sledgehammer and that's it. It's over. He's decapitated. He can't get up. Are you serious? That's how you stop the match? And you had fans chanting AEW. You had chants chanting, "We want a refund." Like that's how upset you got. If you was gonna make Seth Rollins retain the championship, you might as well just have made him retain the championship clean. Or you should have never given Bray Wyatt the Fiend an opportunity this fast. I know a lot of people say, "Yo, it's not really fast because he's been in the business." Da 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 da. No, it's fast because he did a whole character change. It is fast. He had one win, which was Finn Balor, who is now on NXT. And you telling me he's got a Universal Championship match? Come on, come on. Get real. Get serious here. Get serious. Come on. But back to this thing where I'm talking about the draft day one on Friday night SmackDown. We have round one. We have round one first pick. We have Becky Lynch. Obviously, we knew she was going to be the first pick, and Becky Lynch is going to be champion, obviously, till the game comes out on October 22nd. I could tell you that after October 22nd, I don't know if they're still going to keep the championship on her or how else they want to do with that. So Raw selects Becky Lynch. SmackDown selects Roman Reigns. Raw selects the OC. SmackDown selects The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. And Raw selects Drew McIntyre. Okay. Now back to this Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins feud, right? On Monday Night Raw, right, which I'm going to get later on into this episode, The Fiend is drafted to SmackDown. Seth Rollins is currently on Raw. But you got them facing each other in Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. I don't like to complain a lot because I really do like the WWE. I've been watching this since I was a kid. People say I'm a kid myself, but I'm 21 years old. I've been watching this since I was a kid. Okay. I love the WWE, but sometimes the stuff that they do, it really gets me mad. It really gets me upset because you have The Fiend, which is on SmackDown, facing Seth Rollins, who's on Raw. So therefore, From what I'm thinking, from my calculations here, you're going to have Seth Rollins retain probably clean this time, because you don't want none of this mamba jambas on Twitter and Instagram or whatever the hell they do. They do their mamba jambas now. You don't want that. So you have, if Seth Rollins is gonna win, Seth Rollins is gonna win. It's a matter of how. Or he's probably not going. He's probably going to retain. It's a matter of how. They should just stop. They should have just, after Hell in a Cell, they took, which was one of the smartest things ever, they took Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt off of Raw that night. They was not on Raw. They didn't show their face at all. That was one of the best things WWE could have done, because they would have gotten a nasty backlash. That's one of the best things they should have done. After taking them off of Raw, And having this draft coming up on Friday, this storyline should have been canceled. Bray Wyatt should have never come from under the ring. Bray Wyatt should have not even come out at all until he officially heard his name on SmackDown. Then later on in the show, you could do whatever your Mandible Claw and anybody else you want on freaking. You want to do him on whoever you want. He could have done it. He could have done it on or Tyson O'Neal, whatever. Titus O'Neal. I said Tyson. My fault. But, yeah, they should have just left the Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt thing. I know I've been going on a minute about the Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt. Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt, The Fiend. I know I've been going at it a while since this episode, since this podcast started. But, yeah, it's something that really get me upset. But, carrying on with the draft, we have, that was the first round. That was the first round, I just said. Then we have the second round. We have Randy Orton going to Raw. We have Ricochet going to Raw. We have Bobby Lashley going to Raw. Then we have Sasha Banks on SmackDown and Braun Strowman on SmackDown. I think not a bad round. Not a bad round. It's like, you know what's crazy? It's like this draft, it was mainly for like, this a little tweak. Most of the people that's on SmackDown stayed on SmackDown. Most of the people that's on Raw stayed on Raw. It was just now it's more solidified. It's more like, you're right, there's no more cross branding. There's no more going to SmackDown. There's no more going to Raw, because obviously SmackDown is on Fox. They want whoever they want. They don't want to share with the USA Network, as far as what we're getting here, which is pretty cool. One of the things that frustrated me about the draft, though, is the boardroom. I know they wanted it to be a sports-like setting, and they had everybody on Fox Sports in the boardroom, and they got the Cletus the Robot, the high-fiving, and they got the USA boardrooms high-fiving, and they brought the NFL on Fox to talk about when they was drafted, yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. It's more sports-like. I think the draft was better off without the boardroom. Yo, this is very funny to me. This is very hilarious to me, because, like, yo, you should have seen on Monday Night Raw. I'm sorry, I feel like I'm doing cross-branding myself. I'm sorry, I'm not Raw's supposed to get their own separate thing right now. But on Monday Night Raw, when they drafted, what's his name? Rey Mysterio. I know he's a legend. But them guys was huffing and puffing. Ah! They was in the boardroom high-fiving each other. I said, wow. Okay. Back to SmackDown. They drafted Randy Orton. Randy Orton. I think that, yo, let me tell you right now. They were so happy. It looked like they bought a new car. They were so happy, like they got a Lamborghini. I-8. That's how happy they was when they drafted Randy Orton. I was like, whoa. I'm like, it could have been better without it. And it could have been better without the whole boardroom thing. Because what I didn't understand is, like, you pick the names. Like, say Stephanie McMahon comes out and say, okay, Raw draft Randy Orton. They were pumping up, but you put the name there. What you think? You wasn't going to get Randy Orton? You put the name to get Randy Orton. Then you start puffing up. Let me tell you. Don't get me wrong. It was a good draft. I like the sports thing, but the boardroom, it killed me. The boardroom killed me. I'm not even going to lie. The boardroom was like, we could have done without that. Carrying on. We have third round. Third round now, we have Alexa Bliss going to Raw. We have Kevin Owens, Raw. Natalya, Raw. Then Lacey Evans on SmackDown. The Revival on SmackDown. Let me tell you something with this champion thing. They shouldn't be a part of the draft. Champions shouldn't be a part of the draft. The Revival are SmackDown tag team champions, which I really forgot because they haven't been on television. Like they always give the Revival the belts when they was on Raw. They gave them the belts and never utilized them. They gave them the belts on SmackDown and still no show. They do not have airtime, no TV time. I don't get it. I forgot they was the champion. I forgot the SmackDown tag team champions even existed. They got to do something with that. They really do. And I really thought the Street Profits was going to go on SmackDown because of this. Because carry it on to the fourth and final round. We have the Viking Raiders on Raw. We have Nikki Cross on Raw. Street Profits, they are Raw. Lucha House Party is on SmackDown. And Heavy Machinery is on SmackDown. And to be honest, I didn't care too much for SmackDown on this round. They took a big L. Look at the names in the fourth round that Raw got to the names that. Oh, this is SmackDown to be honest. This is on SmackDown. This is still Friday Night SmackDown. We haven't gone to Raw yet. Look at the names that in the fourth round, the names that SmackDown got and the names that Raw got. Raw got the Viking Raiders, Nikki Cross, the Street Profits. SmackDown got Lucha House Party. Unless they rebrand them guys and stop this Lucha House Party crap. This Lucha. We're coming out with piñatas and balloons and whatever the hell they want to come with. Confettis. They need to stop that. Unless they stop that, then nobody taking them serious. Then we got Heavy Machinery. A lot of people like them. I honestly don't like them. I honestly really don't, to be honest. I think the commentators, I wish Corey Graves was like, wow, we took a big loss. I wish he said that. I wish he said we took a big loss. Honestly, I really wish he said that. Carrying on, what are y'all thoughts about the SmackDown edition of Draft? I mean, SmackDown and Raw, because they both was pretty much the same thing. They was really both pretty much the same thing. I think it was pretty cool. I think it was pretty cool, but they could have done without the boardroom. They could have done without the boardroom. Like that was like the way I was like, okay, let's stop it all. But let's go with the matches here. I want to start off with the Kofi Kingston because I didn't touch up on that. Fox premiere night on Raw. I mean SmackDown premiere night on Fox. Kofi lost the championship in damn near 3 seconds. No, probably 5 seconds because it takes 3 to count. Probably 5 seconds. Took an F5, fell, that's it. Okay. I was at WrestleMania when Kofi won. One of the best WrestleMania moments I've had ever due to the fact that my first WrestleMania, but I'm talking about watching wise and going there wise. I never seen a place crazy like that ever since probably when Daniel Bryan won in WrestleMania 30, but that's pretty much it. His run wasn't that entertaining. I am not even going to lie. Probably because the people they was making him go against, they didn't really give him an edge. Or probably he didn't want the edge. He wanted to stay in character or whatever. Cool. Watching this match, I knew Brock Lesnar was going to win. When do Brock Lesnar lose? When does he lose? All right? That's one. Two, should have never lost like that. That's one. I would rather him lose. I'm freaking have a 10-minute glory match. 10-minute crazy match. Because that's a short match. 10-minute. And, you know, I'm sorry, y'all. Because it really got me mad. It really got me mad the way he lost. But, you know, Brock Lesnar's now our WWE champion. If he shows up, it's up to him, because you know WWE don't really care. He don't really care, I don't think, if he shows up. And Cain Velasquez shows up. He gets a championship match at Saudi Arabia. Cain Velasquez, he just shows up for Rey Mysterio. I guess now, all you have to do is just look at a guy. And yeah, you got a championship match. But yeah, that's how it is now in WWE. No more rematch clauses. That's probably Kofi's first and last WWE championship belt. Happy he won it. Workhorse. I know a lot of people don't like using that on Kofi, but workhorse, 11 years to take it. You stretched. Great story. Moving forward, we have the New Day versus the OC. Not much to talk about here. Good match, solid match. Six people who can wrestle. The United States champion, I think AJ needs a good feud right now. I'm talking about a good rival. And right now in my head, I can only think of Buddy Murphy. A good rival. But we have the Women's Championship match, the SmackDown Women's Championship, which is the championship match, which is Charlotte, Flair, and Bayley. Bayley comes out with her music. That's a cool idea. I said it 100 times too. Like I said, if you follow me on Instagram on Hyped Up Wrestling Talk, you will see how much times I say, look, Bayley better, if Bayley want to be a heel, she better change the music. Better stop the little Bayley buddies. Gotta stop all that. Because heels don't do that. Heels don't like Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn can't be a heel. You can't be running around all joyous and your song is, oh. You can't do that, man. You gotta change it to something raw. Something gritty. And that's what Bayley did. Bayley comes out, new hairstyle. She don't got the little scrunchie on her head no more. She comes out, got an edge in Bayley. Cuts up her Bayley buddies. I was like, whoa, okay. Now we got something serious. When she cut her Bayley buddies, I said, yo, we have a new women's championship right there. We are about to crown a new women's championship. I think they trying to get Flair 17 reigns. I swear to God. I think they trying to give Flair 17 championship reigns because the pal she's on. I don't even think John Cena had this much reigns at this point in his career. I don't even think Ric Flair had this much reigns at this point in his career. They about to give this woman 18 to 20 reigns. Guaranteed. Everybody else in the women's division. You got Becky Lynch. I'm going on a limb here. I'm guessing Becky Lynch probably has what? 3. Sasha Banks. Let's go with 4. Right? Everybody else is either 1 or 2. She got 10. 10. She is... Her talent speaks for herself. Speaks for itself. Yeah, she's going for 17, baby. So you heard it here first. She's going for 17. But as soon as Bayley came out, cut up her Bayley buddies, I was like, yep, that's it. She won. She's about to win this champion. That's exactly what she did. They put on a nice match. The way she won could have been better. Because, come on. We got Charlotte here. She won 10 championships. Why did she win on a little roll-up? Like, it wasn't even a little roll-up. It was like a... It was a little... I don't know what to call that. I'm sorry. But... yeah, we got a new women's championship. We got a new SmackDown women's championship. I really like... I think Sasha Banks is on SmackDown. I want to know when they're going to break these two girls apart, man. These girls is two that, like... When Sasha was out, when Sasha took her little hiatus, Bayley was by herself. I honestly didn't think Bayley could hack it without Sasha. She had the champion, yes, but she was boring. She couldn't hack it without Sasha, to be honest. Now, her and Sasha's on SmackDown. I want to see a match between the both of them because they never fail to disappoint. If you remember that NXT TakeOver Rival, I think it was. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Yeah, man, she really tore the house down. They really tore the house down. Her and Sasha. I want to see them go against each other, probably at the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. Going forward, we have this guy. I don't know what they're doing with him. Chad, formerly known as Chad Gable, Shorty Gable versus King Corbin. King Corbin obviously beats Shorty Gable. He's honestly taking the name. He's appreciating the name. I think that's one of the worst names he could probably take into consideration. That's the worst name he could probably want to make a name for himself at. I honestly don't like the name. Shorty Gable. I don't even think he could get the Cruiserweight Championship. They should just send him to NXT, to be honest. I know NXT is more of a third brand now than it is a development development program, but it's on the USA Network, so I think it's a third brand now. They might as well send him over there, see how it's going. If it don't work out for them there, then I don't know what to tell you, buddy. King Corbin, my thoughts on him. He won the King of the Ring. When I went to WrestleMania, he beat Kurt Angle. I didn't know where they was pushing into, but obviously it looked like it's going somewhere nice. I honestly don't like Baron Corbin. I don't see him as a championship guy, but I see him as one guy that's a very annoying, that plays his heel role very nicely. If I don't like you, then you're playing a heel very well, because I want to see him get punched in his face. And when The Rock came out in the season premiere, yeah, I wanted to see him get punched in the face. That's right. That's right. Moving forward. Moving forward to Monday Night Raw now. And before I get into Monday Night Raw, thank you guys for listening to my podcast, Hyped Up Wrestling Talk. I appreciate it very, very much. This is my Monday and SmackDown recap to later on this week. I'm going to have the NXT and AEW recap and tell you how I'm feeling about that. And people would say, oh, you have more of opinion-based recaps. Yeah, that's how it is. I have opinions of what's going on. You know what I'm talking about? Like, but thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you very much. If you want to find me, I'm on Hyped Up Wrestling Talk on IG. I don't have a Twitter set up yet, nor do I have a Facebook page set up yet. So right now I'm just currently using Instagram, and I'm using the Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and if you could do this, I'm using this through Anchor. Anchor is the number one way to get a free podcast done. Moving forward, I'm going to talk about Monday Night Raw. I'm going to talk about something that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about because they don't like him, but I found this extremely funny. And I think if they use this guy as... I'm laughing as I'm speaking about him because I'm looking at the picture. I think if they use this man as a comedy thing, like Lana and Bobby Lashley. Let's talk about that for a minute before I get into the 1-6 round of Monday Night Raw. If they use Bobby Lashley as a comedy strip, man, because his wrestling career is done after this. He's boring. There is nothing that can get this guy over. I am not invested into the Rusev and Bobby Lashley match, wherever they're going to face at. I am not invested into it. I don't care about it. Lana's not a wrestler. They're using Lana like more of the 90s and 2000 divas. She's not a wrestler. She's not a woman. She's not a part of the women's division as far as the wrestling go as. She's like more of a diva. And some people say, oh, I don't really like it. Well, I think the show can use some divas. I think it can use some divas. You know, Lana's like more of the sexy diva, whatever it is. Let me be a man for a minute, man. Let me be a man for a minute. She's a sexy diva. She's a sexy diva. And Bobby Lashley, let me tell you right now. His rubbing skills is whack. It is dirt. His rubbing skills is not up to par, but that smile. I know whoever was watching heard the crowd laughing. As soon as he bust out that smile, I said, yo, we have a comedy in this guy. We can't. It's like, yo, imagine him standing in the ring. Imagine him standing in the ring and he's going against someone. Instead of posing and showing his damn ass, imagine he just stands in the ring and just smiles. Like, he's grinning when he sees Lana. He's grinning. Like, yo, that's one of the fun. And the way he looked at her is like Megatron. I'm like, yo, this guy looked like a Hulk. Yo, I was like, yo, Jesus. And he's turned back, stared at Lana. I was like, yo, that's one of the funniest things I've seen in the whole show today. I got a little off track, but that was pretty funny. That was real funny. Now time for my rage. We are talking about the WWE draft day two on Monday Night Raw. Round one. Heading to Raw, we have Seth Rollins, Charlotte Flair, and Andrade with Zelina Vega. And on SmackDown, we have Brock Lesnar. And we have the New Day, Kofi, Big E, and Xavier Woods. Can I rage for a little bit? Can I rage? Why in the hell is champions in the draft? I said it earlier in the show. Why are champions in the draft? Why is Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar in the draft? They're going to stay on SmackDown and Raw regardless. You are the Universal Champion. You are the WWE Champion. And I feel sorry for SmackDown because Brock Lesnar is a no-show. He showed up this past Friday, but as far as everything, nah, he's a no-show. Charlotte Flair, good pickup for Raw. I think her time at SmackDown expired. The New Day on SmackDown, I know Fox want them. They have money people. They're good together. But what is left for Kofi? What is there left for Kofi? And I would love to see what's going on. And Andrade with Zelina Vega, good pick. I felt like his time at SmackDown expired too. Good pick. WWE got, Raw got them stars. Raw got those stars, man. They got a solid, solid mid-card around that United States champion. So AJ, watch out. Second round, we got the Kabuki Warriors, who are the tag team champions. They are heading to Raw. Rusev on Raw and Aleister Black on Raw. We have Daniel Bryan on SmackDown, Bayley on SmackDown. Champion Bayley. Obviously, she was going to stay on SmackDown. Come on. Give me something here, WWE. Aleister Black he had a match with Eric Young. Those who used to watch NXT on the WWE Network. Do y'all remember Eric Young was good? He was a part of Sanity. Y'all remember he was good? I seen Eric Young in the ring, and I said, yo, is that a local competitor? Is that a jobber? Who the hell is that? I looked at him, I was like, whoa, geez. Eric Young, I think he don't care about wrestling no more. I think he just want to chill. Because Eric... Eric, man, that shocked me. Aleister Black is a guy they repackaged. They packaging it. He used to stand in that chair in the back and say, "Pick a fight with me." It was one of the most interesting promos because AOP is doing the same thing. AOP is doing the same thing, but the thing that made AOP so different is they said, yo, we want to fight. And they said, you know what, let's just go out there and just beat somebody up. They went and beat somebody up, came back, and they started talking their language. And I was like, yo, that's cool. If Aleister Black just did that, walked outside, said, open the door real quick, and walked out there, just black mask somebody, sit down and say, yo, I want to fight a legitimate person, that'd be crazy. I want to know what the buildup is, because I remember Braun Strowman, he went like a year of beating jobbers up until he had his first real opponent, Aleister Black. I want to see how far it's going. He has some people to go against too. As I go down the list, and I'm gonna come back to Aleister Black. He has some people to face. Rusev and Bobby Lashley. They're obviously on Raw. Rusev is on. I don't think that storyline is gonna go anywhere. It feels up to me. I think they should dead it from right now. Third round, we got Cedric Alexander on Raw, Humberto Carrillo on Raw. Then we have Eric Rowan on Raw. We have Shinsuke Nakamura with Sami Zayn on SmackDown. We have Ali on SmackDown. Okay, I'm going to get back to that round. You saw me do a little pause because I got upset about this round. I got the fourth round too, I got upset. Up until the fifth. We have... Going to Raw, we have Buddy Murphy, Jinder Mahal, And R-Truth, the 24-hour championship. I thought they buried that championship by now. Then we have Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode going to SmackDown and Carmella going to SmackDown. Best thing about this round right here is Buddy Murphy. And we have Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode on SmackDown only because the Revival, they need some new heat. They need some new heat. We'll see what's going on in SmackDown. They need some tag teams over there. They better start pairing people up. And I don't like when they do that, but you got to start doing it. Samoa Joe. This is the fifth round now. Here comes the rage. We have Samoa Joe going to Raw. This is the fifth round. Samoa Joe going to Raw. We have Akira Tawaza going to Raw. Shelton Benjamin going to Raw. SmackDown, we got The Miz going to SmackDown. We have King Corbin going to SmackDown. This is where I need to stop here and talk to you guys, man. Before I head on to the sixth round, this is where I need to stop and talk to you guys. Talk to you about what's going on. Talk to you what's wrong with this company right now, man. Tell you what's... All right. Fifth round, we got Samoa Joe. Right? The people who were drafted ahead of Samoa Joe... It shocks me. The people who were drafted ahead of Samoa Joe got drafted in the fifth round, guys. The people who got drafted above him. Jinder Mahal. All freaking truth. Humberto Carrillo, whoever the hell that guy is on 205 Live. Eric Rowan. Rusev. Second round, Rusev. Andrade got the first round. I respect it because he's a young talent. Seth Rollins, champion. You have Rusev. Third round, you have Cedric Alexander, Humberto Carrillo, and Eric Rowan. Get out of here, man. And Samoa Joe. Why they keep playing with this man? He can cut promos. He can wrestle. The crowd, no matter how hard he talks to the crowd, no matter how hard he rejects the crowd. Every time he comes out, that Joe chant gets louder and louder. Joe, Joe, Joe. He was sitting at that table with Booker T and everybody. Joe, Joe, Joe. Listen to the people. We want Joe. This is a man that took Brock Lesnar beyond and beyond. And he's in the fifth round with these names right here. Akira Tozawa, Shelton Benjamin. These are the names you put him with. Shelton Benjamin, yeah, he was good in 2006. Probably 5. And when he had the tag team with Charlie Haas. Come on. Come on. That's the rage you getting from me. That's the rage you getting from me. We have the sixth round, carrying on. We have the sixth round. We have Rey Mysterio heading to Raw. Titus O'Neil heading to Raw. Sorry. Then we have Liv Morgan heading to Raw. Last pick. That was the final pick of the draft. Then we have Shorty Gable to SmackDown and Elias to SmackDown. I think they was already on SmackDown, so that don't even matter. Nobody cared for that round much. But listen to the undrafted names, you guys. Yo, listen to the names I just said with Rey Mysterio, Titus O'Neil, Shorty Gable, Elias, and all the names I just said, right? Listen to the undrafted people. Just listen to them. Cesaro. Apollo Crews. Luke Harper. AOP. I could live without Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder. I could live without them. Then we have some of the people that's not mentioned, obviously. We have the Usos, Jeff and Matt Hardy, Lars Sullivan. These are injured people, I think. All of them is on the injured list for their little hiatus. Naomi, Lana, Mike and Maria, Kalanis. We have Nia Jax, The Ascension, The Colognes. Yeah, these are all people I could not live with. Then we have people like part-timers, I guess, like Cain Velasquez and John Cena, The Undertaker, Ronda Rousey, however that. Then we have the B-Team and all that. These are all undrafted people. We have Dana Brooke, The Iconics, Fire and Desire. Salah, what are we doing? What are we doing? Come on. Come on, man. Like, stuff like that get me so upset. Like, you pick Titus O'Neil over Cesaro? Titus don't even wrestle. He don't even wrestle. Come on. Then you got Shelton Benjamin over people like what, the Iconics? Fire and Desire? AOP? Shelton don't even wrestle. Give me people who can wrestle. Shelton Benjamin does some weird thing backstage which went nowhere. What do you think about the 24-hour championship? He looks at them, looks in the air, walks away. What do you think about the match you just saw? Looks at them, look in the air, go away. Oh my God. Sometimes I don't like raging, but sometimes WWE forced me to rage. Let's get into the matches now. I'm not going to go over all of them, obviously. Some of them didn't really matter to me. Even though Shelton Benjamin did put a good match with Ricochet, I don't think Shelton has done. Nobody cared about that match, really, because Shelton Benjamin was a part of it. Ricochet made that match something. Let Shelton Benjamin go against someone like Akira Tozawa or whatever his name is. Then you would have seen how the crowd really reacts. I think one of the match of the night, two matches that really stole the night was Ali, Andrade, Cedric Alexander, Buddy Murphy. I think those two matches was honestly very, very, very good. Top of the charts right there. They're trying to draft the young talents. I know they were not really young. They was on 205 Live, but nobody paid attention to 205 Live. Nobody really cared about it. Nobody never really mattered to anybody. I didn't watch it as much as I should have. The only time I watched it was when Who Name Should Not Be Spoken, Enzo, was the champion. And people was talking, yo, Enzo is this, Enzo is that, he can't wrestle, Enzo is that. Listen, man, he made y'all the main event. He made y'all the main event of Monday Night Raw. Anybody want to talk about it? He made y'all the main event. Anybody want to talk about it? Enzo, he made y'all the main event. Never want to talk about it. He made y'all the main event. When anybody else was the championship, I didn't even know who was the champion. I don't even know who the championship right now. I'm lying. It's Leo Rush, because he won. But I didn't even know who was championship before that. When Drew Gulak came out, I didn't even know he was the champion. Because nobody pays attention to 205 Live. Nobody pays attention to it. But they put them in 205 Live. Nobody knew them. This is great talent right here. Ali, Cedric Alexander, Buddy Murphy. Cedric Alexander obviously got his little push. He obviously got his little push against... AJ Styles for the U.S. title. He obviously lost, but I think U.S. title is going to be on his belt. Like I said, AJ got some talent to work with around here. I like that. Until he ranks up to get the Universal Championship. I really think that match should have happened in Money in the Bank. That was a WrestleMania match. But moving forward, we have the main event. We have Natalya and Lacey Evans versus the Kabuki Warriors. And let's get into this. Kabuki Warriors, are they heels? Please comment. Please leave a comment if you think he's heels. They got a new edge, baby. They come outside. They talk their language. I don't know what they saying, but I'm getting upset because I don't know what you're saying. I'm getting real mad. It's really pumping me up. You moving real heel like, and I love it. I love it. I love it. You moving real heel like, and I love it. Let's talk about Lacey Evans pairing up with Natalya. Natalya's someone who beat the brakes off her two times. Lacey Evans is someone that needs to stop taking losses. I think this was a one-time pairing because Lacey Evans is on SmackDown now, if I'm not mistaken, which I just read the list. I think this was a one-time pairing. It's weird. They need to stop playing with this girl, man. She could wrestle. She taught a few things. She could wrestle. She was in the military. She could really move. She could move around the ring. She got that sex appeal to her, which is badass and all that. And she's taking losses to Natalya. Natalya's done. Natalya's at the edge of her career. She's done. I don't know why Natalya needs to be beating Lacey Evans. If anything, Natalya should be laying down for Lacey Evans. I don't care what anybody say. Lacey Evans should have won. Lacey Evans in a championship match against Becky Lynch, three or two times. Come on. She lost all three. Come on. You tell him you're going to... Come on. What you got for her? What you got for me? I want to see Lacey Evans win. I want to see Lacey Evans whoop some ass. She's pairing up with Natalya against the Kabuki Warriors. It's not going to do anything. Then she lays down and take the count. She take the loss. Why the hell is Natalya not boxing for people? I mean, I'm laying down for people. Come on. the OC and the Street Profits. I think one of the good matches that's gonna come out of this. I think this is going to be very fun, very interesting. I like that. We want the smoke. The Street Profits are obviously over. And I'm going to eat my words when I said I really didn't think they was going to be over as much as they are right now. But they are over. And people really like them. People chant, "We want the smoke." People, when they come out with that cup, I go, I like them now. I like them now. Carrying on, we got the Viking Raiders versus Robert Roode, and it's so hard to say, not to say Bobby Roode, but we got Robert Roode versus Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler. And the Viking Raiders win. Is it soon? No, it's not. Because of the promo they cut right after winning this champion, they said, "Yo, we was Ring of Honor champion, NXT champion. Now we are the WWE Raw Tag Team champions." And I love that promo. Why? Because they basically saying, we did not just get put together. We grew up together. We had to learn each other. Let me tell you right now, I love tag teams like that. That promo, I was like, "Yo, listen, they better have that champion till next year. Till next year. Nobody better take it out." And the fact that they're undefeated in one, nobody better take that championship. I want the Usos to come back and have a hard time to beat them. Nobody better take that championship away from them. If they do, then man, WWE, you screwed up. You screwed up. Nobody better take that championship away from them. I swear. Nobody. We have great match. Obviously, Dolph Ziggler can put on good matches. That's why they paid him that crazy. That's why they gave him that crazy deal that he got. The money-wise and vacation-wise, got a good deal because they know he can wrestle. They know if he was on the AEW product or whatever product he was, would have brought eyes because Dolph Ziggler's the man. He want to do his comedy stuff and all that. Kudos to you, Dolph. You can wrestle, you can do it all. Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer. Seth Rollins closes the night with him going to 5-5 Funhouse. Let me tell you right now. If they want Seth Rollins to be a heel, congratulations, WWE. You have done it. If they wanted Seth Rollins to be a face, you effed up. You effed up bad. As much as I don't like the Firefly Funhouse and say, "Yo, it's too much damn episodes about it," people do. People do. And he done went and burned it down. Now, I think The Fiend or Bray Wyatt is going to go over there and say they're going to do cut a Firefly Funhouse with the whole thing burned down. I think that's what they're going to do. But just like Randy Orton burning down the little place with Sister Abigail again, all over again. People always seeming to burn down, always burning down Bray Wyatt stuff. I don't know why. But if that was their attempt of making him a face, let me tell you right now, they effed up. Because by the end of that night, I heard boos. Boos, boos, and boos. And I hated that little cheesy, "Seth, why are you doing this to me?" They should have never done that. I don't know if that was Bray's idea or executive's idea, but that was a bad idea, man. Why are you doing this to me? Come on, bro. You should have just popped up and been the Fiend or something. Something should have happened. But Seth Rollins literally burned it down. Literally burned it down. And Seth Rollins, to me, is not a good Universal Championship by far. I think he's a better heel than he is a face. I hope this was their attempt of making him a heel. Comes out and say, "I don't give a damn about you guys. I don't give a damn about the Firefly Funhouse. And I don't give a damn about the people back there." His voice, everything about him is heelish. And when he was a heel, when he came back, that was the only time they had the time to turn into a face because the crowd was going nuts. Now, I think he should just turn into a heel because him being a face is not really working out. To close my podcast, I'm going to talk about the Tyson Fury and the Braun Strowman thing. I think I don't want to get into details with this because I think it's not really as interesting as people make it out to be. Until I see Tyson Fury inside the ring, I'm not going to find it very interesting. I think Braun Strowman is too much of a big man to be taking falls and looking like a jobber compared to other people because Braun Strowman, I don't remember the last time Braun Strowman won a match except with the one with Bobby Lashley. Tanahashi, but that did nothing for his career. He really needed a win at last year at Saudi Arabia against Brock Lesnar, but I say Brock Lesnar don't lay down for anybody, and that's a term that Shawn Michaels used a lot. Like I said, Tyson Fury, obviously, I think is going to win this match. They're giving this guy a ridiculous amount of money for this one match. I think he's a part of the company, but if not, this crazy amount of money for this one match. I think we talk about around $2.3 million, probably higher. Crazy match. Going back to this, I don't know. I don't want to get too much of this because this is the worst contract signing I've seen in a while. And now I'm getting real serious now because this contract signing was really bad. The contract signings, when do they ever go this good? Usually people slamming through the table or people go crazy and you have to separate them. Superstars got to separate them. When do we ever get this? Braun Strowman's break the table. Obviously, Tyson Fury's having a little joke with the pen and he's like, I can't break the pen. This was boring. It was boring. Like, Tyson Fury is a heel. I'll take him as a heel. Because that was boring. If he came out and said, I don't want to give you guys any pleasure, it was boring. That's why I'm not trying to get too much into this, because there's not so much to talk about with this. It's just a guy who's mainstream facing a monster of a man that WWE think is a jobber. That's all it is for that. Before I close this episode, I'm going to talk about the winners of the draft. I think winners of this draft was Raw, due to the fact that they got Aleister Black, Samoa Joe, Buddy Murphy, Cedric Alexander, and Kevin Owens. I think and Ricochet. Those are the winners of the match, and Street Profits. SmackDown just mainly got Brock Lesnar, who barely shows up. Roman Reigns, The Fiend, if he's even relevant anymore. Lacey Evans, she's on the rise. I want her to get on the rise. And The New Day, pretty much. I don't really see anybody that WWE got unless they I'm that SmackDown guy. Raw's the winner. So, in close, man, I want to thank you guys for listening to my podcast, man. And you know me, man. I have to close out with a theme song, baby. Guess who theme song I'm going to close out with? I'm going to close out with the man himself, Cody. So, yo, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you. Until next time, you guys. Thank you for listening to Hyped Up Wrestling Talk. Stay tuned for my AEW and NXT recap. Till next time, you guys.